CliffCentral.com. Yeah. What's happening, everybody? You are hanging with the worst guys.
The one and only.
It's Mark and Philly over here, hanging with Ria Beatrice Zelle.
Yes, truly, obviously.
And you are listening to the best podcast in the world.
In the world.
Today we are in the artist zone. This is our favorite zone to be in, because it means the studio is going to be all the way lit, turned up all the way. That's what we're about here today. We do this once a month, right? Just showcasing untapped local talent, because we all know that these days we live in the life of social media and how many Instagram likes you have or followers, and there's a lot of people that are not twelebs or instalebs who are very, very much talented.
True.
And that's what we want to do here on the Artist Zone. We have an artist once a month here with the worst guys, and we chat about the things that artists face and struggle through when they're on the come up, all the way to the top, though. All the way to the top, because we know the struggle, right?
True.
We know what it's like to be barren, to have nothing, and to come up from that, right?
Rise from the... from the dust.
From the ashes.
From the ashes. Like a phoenix.
Like Forks from Harry Potter. That's what it is. So we're in the artist zone. Today we have a much, much loved guest all around the city. He's been performing. He's been jamming. But he's actually not from here. He's from Cape Town originally. But we'll let him introduce himself. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome DJ Skinny.
Yo,
what up, G?
What's happening, man?
Nah, we living good, we living easy. You've got a very, very J. Cole vibe about you. He's got his he's got his blue shirt and a chain, golden chain.
Does he have some lost ones?
Hey, do you?
They're in the vault, man.
They locked up somewhere. Alright, so we're hanging out with DJ Skinny's today. He's gonna tell us what has been going on throughout his career, and you know how he feels about art in South Africa at the moment. We know it's on the rise, we know it's about to blow, and we want to know if he's one of those who are about to blow. Do you feel like that?
I feel like I'm bubbling over right now.
Ooh, okay, I like that, because, you know, starting out, you have to stir the pot, right?
Indeed.
You have to stir the pot, and then this pot gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then it starts to boil, and then it's to bubble over, and then eventually you explode, right? That's what happens. So now you're at the stage where you almost at boiled. You know, just before your kettle clicks to say it's boiled.
Some people turn it off, though. Before it gets too hot.
A lot of people do. They stop just before they've reached the boiled status.
They shouldn't do that.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that. A lot of people stop before they reach the goal. But it's because it gets tough. It's because it gets really, really tough out here. But we ain't scared. We ain't never scared.
What's that song?
I ain't never scared. Yeah. Exactly, hijack. All right. So anyway, we are here with you guys today. We are live right now, but you can hit us up at any point in time. If you're listening to the podcast, please just hit us up on Twitter. Tell us what you think about our boy DJ Skinny's. We've got some tracks for him to play that he'll be talking about a little bit later on. But yeah, you can holler at us on Twitter at @_worstguys, and on Instagram, the worst guys. Facebook, the worst guys.
Whoa, this is too wavy right now.
Just the worst guys.
Is it just me, or is like everything right now? It just feels like it's in HD.
Hey, dog. Everything is coming into place, man. Everything is coming into place. You know, everything is in HD. High definition. Because we stay high.
All the time.
Go for what you know. That's a young Mac Miller, a quote from the Boyche.
That guy is the man.
He's a visionary. You know you dope when Jay-Z calls you out on Twitter and says, Mac Miller, nice too. Literally a quote from the greatest of all time, shouting out Mac Miller. And just because we're on that topic, you know, I love what Mac Miller says. He says, if I ain't in your top 10, then you're a racist. because he's a white rapper, he gets a lot of flack. But honestly, I've never heard a more honest, brutal, playful rapper like Mac Miller. You know what I'm saying?
And he did it by himself.
Independence. That's what it's all about. Independence. Okay, so now that you brought it up, how do you feel about independence in your music?
Okay.
Is it important to you, or does it just matter that your music gets put out?
I think it depends what your goal is. In the long run, you would like everybody to be as close as you are to the music as you'd like them to be, but also it's important for I think artists should just express themselves, man. It shouldn't be about the money. It should be about you just pushing it to get it out.
Yeah.
You know?
But you gotta eat, though. You gotta eat.
Eat. That's where the labels come in, because you're less likely to eat if you go independent.
Or we're touring.
Yeah.
We're getting exposure via people coming to see you performing, paying their money to coming to your show that you organized.
Yeah. You know, okay, I mean? So tell me about some of your dopest shows. What are some of the greatest shows you've had so far in your career? Where were you? What were you?
Top five.
Okay, for me, okay, I wouldn't say dopest. I'd say funniest was OP Copy 2015.
Oh yeah,
where the sound cut off halfway through my set.
Shit.
And they were like, there were like 10,000 people looking at me like, what's going on, guy?
Wow.
The thing is, I don't think like promoters understand that shit like that, it looks bad on the artist.
Yeah. Even if it's not his fault. Even if it's not his fault, it looks bad
on the artist. So just like making sure you got your shit together before the actual show begins, I think it's
It wasn't a power cut, it was a technical
situation.
Hectic.
But yeah, I was freaking out because it was my first big gig.
And you said in Johannesburg. 10,000 people.
Yeah. It was a full crowd, man.
Damn.
First night.
How long were you supposed to do, and when did you get cut off?
I had an hour and a half, and like after the first 20 minutes it was lights out.
You had an hour and a half?
Yeah, bro.
Were you headlining? That's a long time.
I was not headlining, but I had a special guest with one of these. Well, he's not up and coming. He's actually a very good rapper. His name is Kaven. Mm. Shout out to Kaven if you're listening.
Yeah.
We were supposed to perform after OK Cool Cat.
Okay.
So
after him even. Ah, that's
they
boss.
Gave,
that's
they boss. Gave me some shine, man.
Yeah. Shine. And then some sound guy fucked it up. Okay, so let's talk about that. I mean, I read an article that said if you're a musician, you have to have your own sound guy. You know, this guy, you met him there, right, at the place.
No, he was the resident sound guy for there.
Yeah, you see, and I think it's better for musicians as rappers, as singers, as instrumentals or whatever.
Some people are just there to fuck your shit up.
like dark forces.
We need to invest in our own sound. So the person that does your sound knows you, knows how you like it, knows where exactly to pause, to stop, to bring in sound. Whatever the case might be,
not to sabotage you.
Who knows? These guys are out here. As soon as they saw you flourishing, they were probably like, "Nah, B. We gotta cut that guy's shit. No, we can't."
And it happens, man. This is not like a random occurrence. I'm sure it happens to a lot of people.
Yeah. So, do you think there are people out in the entertainment industry in general who look to spite other artists?
I think, in terms of industry, it's very difficult not to say no, because yes.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
Why couldn't you just say
it's very difficult to say 1 + 1 = 5 because it's 2.
Alright, cool. Okay, so because I feel that as well. I genuinely do feel like there are people in the entertainment
industry. Yo, it's snakes and ladders, bro.
Who will do anything to keep others down, because what's coming out, it's far better than what is out.
Facts.
And I think people are scared at the top because they got there, and I think it was relatively easy. I'd say easier than it is for us now. Just because there's so much more talent. There's so many more people who are hungry. There's so many more people who
are competitive. There's a lot of us at the door knocking at these doors.
And we're knocking hard. So their only option is to hold the door. You know, that's what they're doing. They're holding the door. They don't want to let us in.
In terms of mainstream, you know, your SABC radio and everything, getting playlisted there on radio. Yeah. How does one go about it? And what battles have you seen? Like, what dark forces have you seen from that side? Because
that's where Voldemort lives.
I'm thinking the down floor.
Where the reception floor, if you've ever been to the SABC, there's this other floor that looks very haunted. Go there, you'll find it.
Yeah, that's where the evil spirits live. So yeah, tell us about national broadcasters.
I'll be honest with you, man. I get real love in terms of playing of music in Cape Town. I think it's because I'm from there. But
yeah,
they're more receptive to a different sound than the mainstream sound. Whatever the mainstream sound is right now, I don't think I even conform to a mainstream sound. But yeah, it's way easier by the ocean for some reason.
Yeah. Do you think it's because there's a completely different type of people in Cape Town? What do you think is the difference between Joburg and Cape Town when it comes to your music? Do you get more love there?
I think they're just very open to new things.
Yeah. And
they like new things.
Yeah, and I know Cape Town is full of hipsters. They avoid anything mainstream. Even if it's good, if it's mainstream, they're like, nah, B. I ain't listening to Justin Bieber.
No,
he has too many followers. I don't listen to people with followers more than 200.
Yeah.
That's how Cape Town be. They want to know artists that you don't know, just so they seem cool and edgy.
The top five is like every week is a different top five.
Yeah. So you'd say you get more love there.
Yeah. But I would get more shows in Johannesburg.
Ah, because this is where the money is. This is where the business comes to happen, right?
Like in a full year, how many events do you think get run down in Cape Town that you could potentially get booked from?
Had I known every single promoter / organizing events person there, maybe more than 200.
Wow, that's a lot in a year. That's a full year schedule.
How many of those
are you actually actually bagging them? Okay,
let's say 10%
of what you feel you should be getting.
Sure, 10%.
Okay, that's hectic. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. All right, because
I mean that's where you're from. You need to be eating at home before you should be eating
outside. Yeah. It's like you leave your house hungry. Your mama
would you
never leave your house hungry. You must eat at home and then you won't have to eat anywhere else. And if you do need to, you can just dab in a little nibble. Give me a young kitchener spot there. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm
saying? Let's talk about this, since you're getting 10% of the gigs that you think you should be getting. Why do you think that is? Are people who shouldn't be getting those spots? Do you think that there are people who just are better acquainted with organizers and I
think it's got to do with friendships, man.
Yeah.
More than anything, it's about who you connect yourself with.
Okay. So making friends in the industry is very important, you'd say.
You see, what your definition of friend is also important.
Industry friends. Like for me, for example, I'm industry friends with comedians. Like I'll know them, I'll greet them, I'll have a beer with them, but if I see you like in the mall on a Monday or a Tuesday, we ain't friends, dog. I'm gonna walk past you like I don't know you, because we're really not friends unless you've made that connection. Because sometimes you do make a genuine connection, because obviously surrounding yourself around people who like the same things you do,
for sure,
who do the same thing that you do, and there are natural bonds that form. But I do not feel like as artists we should try make friends, you know, like come to my house. I think we should just make
easier
connections.
Terms, you gotta have your own friends, but you guys are just acquaintances.
Yeah.
That's it.
But now this becomes a problem when you're only getting 10% of the gigs that you see yourself getting. So what are these people doing differently, like in terms of making friends?
I think
they're
playing commercial music, bro.
They're playing commercial music.
That's what they're doing.
And you're saying your style is just not commercial?
Not even close.
Okay. Well, how would you describe your style?
Okay, I'd say it's really non-conformist to, like, I'd say hip hop music and electronic music. So it's a mixture of those two and some jazz.
Yeah,
but it's not really easy listening if you're not into that sound.
Okay, so you have jazz elements.
You might be a bit confused in the beginning, and then you're like, oh,
yeah,
and then it starts to grow on you after all. Yeah. All
right, so you're on some Amy Winehouse, a hip hop Amy Winehouse, because she came with that jazz. She did the crossover very well between jazz and pop. So now you're doing a crossover between something like jazz
and another funny thing I was reading the other day is Tyler only got playlisted on his national radios in the US this year, after being Tyler for like 7-8 years.
Oh, wow.
So he was never played on the radio.
Hectic. I mean, I understand why. Tyler Creator is pretty fucking dark. I mean, not many people want to be hearing about suicide first thing in the morning when they're going to work. So I do get that. But I mean, it's still bizarre that somebody can grow to such an extent and
without
have never been played on national radio. That's crazy, man. That's very bizarre.
What?
All right, but I still want to get to the issue here. All right,
yeah.
Because there's obviously a problem in entertainment where
there's a big one, man.
How do you think people should be booked? You know, what should the system be? Because obviously, if I'm your mate and you come to my show and you're like, dog, I need a spot, I'm going to choose my mate over you. How else can we do
it? But then how am I your mate if you're choosing me over somebody who maybe better suited to the job. So are we not hiring people for the... Would you rather have a doctor who maybe knows 50% of the job?
Yeah.
Or a doctor who's been killing it?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
not
yeah.
killing people.
Bars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. Okay, you know? So there's no... do we have a solution, though? Because you can't force yourself on people.
Make your own events.
There we go. That is the solution.
As an independent, that's what you're gonna probably have to do. Start your own circle.
That's how we felt. That's how we started our own comedy show. Because in the beginning of my comedy career, we used to get overlooked. There was a gig that I was supposed to go on, and I got pushed to the side because somebody else who was an OG, a dope G, was late and he was coming through. And like, I know we have to put him on. And that's when we decided to start our own comedy show in Beer House. Mm. So I do completely agree with that if you do feel overlooked and you don't feel like you're getting the respect that you deserve in the industry, build your own respect, your own show.
But no offense to anyone that's like wanting to get into the scene, because you have to pay your dues. You cannot skip the line.
Yeah, okay. Like in terms of earning your stripes.
You can't just appear and now you're doing somebody. There are hands that are working in the background that are doing things, trust me.
Yeah. Okay. Then just before we go into your track, right? I want to talk about the trials and tribulations of being an artist.
Sure.
Because we all experience them. What have been your biggest trials and tribulations?
Having to pay for all my traveling costs.
Yeah.
Going around the country doing shows and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And having to give up a 9-to-5 to just pursue the music thing and actually be so into it that it doesn't bother me that I don't have a 9-to-5. It's a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Traveling is hectic because you get to a point where you're going to shows, and especially if you are open spots or a young artist, you go into shows and you're not getting paid for them, right? So you essentially going into the negative.
100%.
Because you're paying to get there. But I mean, you need the stage time. So you're going to pay that money. So yeah, traveling is really difficult. And I don't know how you feel once you've made it, because I haven't made it yet. I'm on my way, trust, believe that. And I believe that you are too. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. We're on the journey.
We're on the road.
But a lot of the times it does feel like you're giving in so much and you're receiving so little.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the industry is conducive of trying to grow artists? Like in America, I feel like so many people are given a chance. And it's on them whether they
have
the longevity of, you know, carrying their art out, you know. But do you feel like locally we have that same kind of vibe, yes or no? Because at the same time, I've seen many artists out here.
Sure. There's a lot of us, man.
Yeah.
There's actually too many.
At the same time, the ones getting playlisted are the same ones over and over. Wouldn't then you want to try and open the industry and get the younger guys, the underground guys on air?
I wouldn't even say it's about art, man. Like, I had a good DMC a long time ago with some businessmen, and they were just saying to me, listen, my son, we're selling products. So I don't know. Do I need to be a product to be sold into the industry? I don't know. I'm not really product worthy right now. Mm.
I think you do. I think you have to be a brand. And in order to be picked up, people will want to associate with your brand. You have to want to associate with the brand. So we have to start thinking of ourselves as products, as a thing that you can sell to everybody, you know, or as many people as possible, as many people who are on your wave. Because that's another thing as artists as well. A lot of the time I feel like people just aren't there yet.
No.
Especially in South Africa, because our entertainment has dumbed our people down to the lowest levels. The SABC is producing trash. It's growing, it's getting better. Some of the shows there are getting better.
We're not giving them what they want.
Yeah. I think we've dumbed down our audience to a large extent. So now the internet is coming out and people are coming out of the woodwork and they've got intellectual material, next level material that people can't access.
You're looking for your own content now, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not giving it anymore. You're actually physically going out and I'm like, I like this. Okay. I'm going to watch this because I like it. I'm finding it myself.
Yeah. It's tailored.
There we go.
But then it boils down back to the access of the internet once again. That's the problem that we have there.
Yeah. That's a big problem. But that's that one, I think, you know, we'll have to solve it over time. We can't do anything about that right now. But I'm glad to know that you are pushing your own style. We're going to listen to one of your tracks. I want to start with Jungle Dream. Tell me a little bit about it before we play it.
Okay, so Jungle Dream was made in Red Bull Studios, Cape Town. Yeah, and I actually have a project coming out with them this year.
Cool.
It's been 3 years in the making, so this is one of the tunes off there.
Right.
That's complete.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. What's the project?
It's like a dedication to my time in Cape Town. So I spent a good 3 years there.
Mm.
So just the feels, the atmosphere, and like my own experiences being there.
Is it an EP? Home.
It's more of an LP.
Oh, more of an album. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, everybody, let's listen to Jungle Dreams by the boy DJ.
Where in Cape Town are you repping, by the way?
Athlone.
Athlone.
Gateswell.
Athlone, my bro. Athlone.
Here's the boy.
Sounds of DJ Skinny's, man. That was Jungle Dream by DJ Skinny's. That drop was insane, man. And the build up, you know, you made me want to climax. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, chill out, chill out.
I'm saying in terms of the eargasm, not orgasm, eargasm. You make me want to climax. It's like you build it up, you build it up, you build it up. And you don't let me down. You release me, my boy. You release me. So thank you very much for that. That was so dope. Tell me the process behind that song while you were at the Red Bull Studios.
Okay, so I spent... What's weird is I've had 3 different sessions in the 3 years I've been there. And I don't think any artist has done that.
Mm.
But I've never released anything.
Oh,
I've been featured on people's tapes, like other people's productions. But I think I'm just like holding back and keeping everything until I'm like, okay, cool, this
is
enough.
You're not releasing your fire, bro.
But this one came about while meeting the homie Fish,
mm-hmm.
who is now Fair Game. He changed his name to Fair Game, and that's his wife on the vocals. Now it's his wife.
Oh, heavy.
So they're
heavy.
Together now. They're married.
Dope.
So we took a good week. We just bounced off ideas and then had a lot of synth and hardware. And she's a really good vocalist. Playing around with her voice, and then that came about, you know.
So
we're trying to get like a little chilled banger that also just makes you think.
Yeah.
I guess.
So do you prefer to work alone or with people?
I actually love working with people, man.
Yeah.
It's the best
way to make music,
it's
right?
Great.
Yeah. Okay, so we actually met through Dave Martin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were at a show together. Have you worked with him at all? Have you?
I'm actually on his Red Bull album,
mm.
and he's on a few of my songs that are on the internet right now.
Okay.
And his album comes out next month.
Yeah. No,
which is something.
I only mention it because you spoke about the Red Bull Studios, and I know he was there as well recently.
Yeah.
So I presumed you guys would have collaborated and done some stuff there since you are already, you know, homies like that.
All the frequency manipulators know each other, man.
Yeah, the frequency manipulators. So you call yourself a frequency manipulator as well. You're one of them.
I'm with the crew.
That's like a movement.
yeah. No, you don't call me no DJ.
And you see them out there in Brum in the streets. You can just see, no, this one is a frequency. I'm on. Bon.
I know, that's so dope, man. All right, just before we go into some more of your music, we are just going to do a little bit of a new segment. There isn't that much to talk about, but there are some deep topics to talk about.
Some bad stuff that happened this past week.
Hey, man, it's been crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, we just want to give our opinions on what's been happening. You know what it is. The situation is always a lituation, and the worst guys tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth.
Mean ass Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young fella and extra, extra. Read all about it. Life boy, Playboy Penny.
Oh shit! I didn't even add this in the news, but I just realized because. because Playboy and Penny R.I.P. to the boy Hugh Hefner. Shout out to you. You changed the way the world thinks about sex, which is very important, because we need to change it even more. We need to be walking naked in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Because people are so accustomed to violence, guns and killing is so normal. Bruv. That's why we've got Las Vegas shooters and sex isn't, you know? So, shout out to Hugh Hefner, RIP. And yeah, like I was saying, Las Vegas shooting, I'm sure, all of you have listened to it by, heard the story by now. Stephen Paddock, a madman, just another crazy white guy. Killing people that nobody seems to care about. It's like when it's terrorism, we've got to build walls, we've got to cause havoc at the airports, not allowing people in, Muslim bans. But if it's a white Turk, we just say, yes, he was actually such a nice guy. There was no signs of any mental illness. He was just a church loving fellow, bro.
Can I just say what irritates me about the whole situation?
That
we'll all go on to social media.
No, dude, there's already a different topic now.
Pray for today.
We forgot.
How long we're gonna pray? Yeah. How? Let's just do something now.
Get some gun control, America. It's so simple. Gun control is the problem. This guy, I read an article. He bought his guns from a place called Guns and Guitars.
Exactly.
That guns place. And guitars. You're like, oh, I'd like to buy an automatic rifle. But you know, I need an instrument to set the mood. What would I like? Electric, acoustic? What would be the best thing to set the mood? You know what? Forget a guitar. Let me just get a Twitter video and go. The gun goes. Pop, 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 pop. Give me pop, pop. Doom, doom, boom, boom, boom. Skia. You know, it's crazy that there's even a shop called Guns and Guitars.
Bruv, you can go to Walmart in the States and get groceries and get yourself a gat.
And that's by outrageous. The way, did you hear the story about the 2-year-old, not the 2-year-old, the grade 2.
Oh, in South Africa, who brought a gun to school.
And he's like, yo, remember when you stole my crayon, mate?
I had the 24 pack, you had the 12, so you wanted all the other cool colors you didn't get.
Like, what is this world coming to, guys?
Doop, doop, boop, boom. That's what it's coming to. It's about to explode up in here. Unless we save it. I think it's the responsibility of the artists to save it.
Oh, it's just ending, bro.
Yeah. No, but we're in one of two places. It's either it's ending or we're at a revolutionary point.
Sure.
And I'm an optimist, so I believe we're at a revolutionary point. I think this is the dark time before the dawn. They always say it's always darkest before the dawn. I think that's what we're in right now.
And we shall rise.
Yeah. So condolences to all those people who lost families, mothers, daughters, sisters, brothers, because he killed 58 people and he injured about 500.
Bro,
and he
killed himself. Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Like, have you seen that video?
Coward. Yeah. Dude, it was literally skrrip papa. He was in the
for
hotel
like a good 20 minutes.
Dan Bilzerian, he's running away with his phone and shots are going off. Literally on this video that he posted on Twitter, he's like, this is fucking crazy. And he's running. Here's Stephen Paddock unloading on the audience from this hotel room, the 32nd floor. And I don't even, nobody knows what the motivation was, right? Nobody knows so far because he killed himself like a coward.
Sure.
And I can't even fathom one, especially since apparently he didn't have any real religious affiliations or any mental illnesses. This came as a shock to them.
He was
just a normal guy buying guns and guitars and, you know, going to a hotel to gamble.
You see, they don't even do a fucking mental background check. Hey,
no, they did.
You buy this Glock 49, do you have any mental issues?
No, they do. And he apparently passed all of this.
There's no way.
But obviously, he's not mentally stable, so they need to reevaluate how they're testing these people and whether they actually have a solid way of determining whether somebody is capable of doing this. Because how do you really know? You know? So, yeah, the Second Amendment in America needs to change.
Freaky, man.
And people are so scared of change, but it's called an amendment for a reason. Things get amended.
Mm-hmm.
Things change. We need to be okay with the change going here on out, because that's the only thing that's going to not necessarily stop it, but curb it, slow it down. If you don't have access to 17 rifles, nigga had like 17 automatic rifles in his hotel room. You don't need automatic rifles 17. For self-defense. Yeah, dude. You don't need automatic rifles for self-defense. That's a killing machine.
He was trying to just play games, bro. Just doing games, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a really sad story, honestly speaking. The biggest mass shooting in American, modern American history. Obviously, they'd been killing niggas back in the day.
South Africa really does seem to be the safest place these
days. Bro, we say that now, but it could happen here too.
Nah. We don't have time for that.
They already know Zuma's telling you guys, so... They're giving us a break.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now I don't know when I want Zuma to go out of power. Just now Zuma goes out of power. Okay. The gun goes screw out South Africa. Yeah, now you guys need some trouble.
I read you very relaxed here though.
Yeah. Now we chilled peeps, man. We chilled. And
it's our culture.
Alright, so that's that story. And another story that caught our attention this week was the Oscar Pistorius movie.
That was shocking.
The trailer was released. Yeah, I didn't expect it to come so soon, firstly. And secondly, the trailer looks trash. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer, but it doesn't look good at all. The acting looks terrible.
What's the point of the movie?
Who stars in it?
Some guys. It's a South African guy starring as Oscar, and a German lady starring as the Reva Steenkamp. And apparently, none of the families were approached about the movie.
So they can sue them, I'm guessing.
I'm not sure what the legal rights are around that. I don't know. I personally feel like it's fair game. It's a public story. Like the O.J. Simpson story came out as a series.
That was dope.
There was something else that I was thinking about that came out as a story. One of these killers, man. These crazy white people.
Not white. I'm Oscar. Okay.
Okay. So this movie's out. It's called Blade Runner Killer. Well, it's not out. Sorry, the trailer's out, and I don't think it
based
really
on
matters.
The trailer. Based on the trailer, would you go see it at Stake Nicole?
I do want to see it because I'm interested. I'm intrigued. We know the story, so
we need some South African slashes, man.
Yeah, that's one of the criticisms that came out, is that it wasn't a South African directed or written movie. America captured the story.
No, like some heavy like serial killer horror story.
Oh,
like a serious one.
Oh, like one based in Khayelitsha in
Cape
Town.
Yeah. One of those ones.
Yeah, that would be a real movie. But you see, the problem is, and this was the criticism of the movie itself, was that it's not by a South African, but South Africans aren't taking our stories by the balls and creating these spectacles. And that's how I feel as well. If nobody's going to tell our story, somebody else must want to tell it. It's a story that needs to be told.
Sure.
So I'm really not fazed about who's writing it. I wish a South African did, but we come out with excuses. There's not enough money. There's not enough
whatever.
Yeah, like
whatever. We complain sitting on our asses. Hey,
why don't you film my idea?
Hey.
Yes, yes. As soon as I finish my chicken licking, I'm coming and I'm going to also direct.
Yeah. And then you stay at home.
Exactly.
So that's a big problem that people have with the film. But yeah, I honestly, I'm intrigued. And I'm not fazed by the fact that it's out. It's a story that we know. What are the people complaining about? Is it the fact that they're gonna make money off the story? Let them people make money, dog.
That's what it's about.
Let the people make money. We all need matcha. We know the story. What are you ashamed of? What is the real issue there?
Homeboy should be ashamed for murdering the girl.
Yeah. So I'm not fazed by that. That's, I don't know if you are. If you think it's a bad thing that they're making this movie, Riyab.
Man, make the movie.
Make a movie. Then I make myself a smoothie. Then me and wifey make a movie. But then I kill her with 4 shots. Alright. So those are all the news stories that we wanted to cover today. That's about it from there. And we're just going to go into some advice. Do we even have some advice from you? Let's see if there's people been hollering at us. Have they? They actually have not been. They have not been. We have no advice to give. But we'll get some emails next week, and you guys can hear some more from the people who are listening. The advice that they wanna get from us as the worst guys. It's the worst advice. The worst advice. The worst advice. So in place of that, actually, let's play one of your other tracks. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is called Shh. So do we need to calm everybody down? Do we need to tell them?
I don't know. You need to close your eyes and imagine what's happening in the first few seconds.
Oh, it's one of those that like takes you on a trip.
It's one of those. All right.
In the first few seconds, imagining what's happening.
All right. We're about to take a trip with your boy, DJ Skinnies, and this is a very alien-like song, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like that. That's Shh by DJ Skinnies. Okay, listen, man, tell me, where's your favorite place to perform? Joburg, Cape Town, anyway.
Okay, Cape Town has to be The waiting room.
The waiting room. Why are you listening? This guy needs some spots. You're like nishering him. The waiting room. Next.
No, they love me out there.
No, I'm just thinking about your 10%. Yeah. We're trying to bump it up.
I'm sure that December's already booked out for
I'm actually going there next week.
Yeah.
Some gigs.
We'll chat about what you're coming up with soon. But yeah, they're your favorite other places to perform
in Johannesburg. Room? It has to be Kitsch, bro.
Kitsch is the only place, right?
The sound. Just the sound alone.
Yeah.
And the people are very open. They don't come to me and they're like, play house music.
Yeah.
They respect what's happening.
Okay. So what do you do in that situation when you're playing some music? It's not commercial.
Yeah.
People want that. They're maybe a bit drunk and they ask you to play a song.
I would play something similar, but it would still be my own thing.
Okay.
So it's more of an educational experience.
I see.
Because we need to put you on. We can't keep brainwashing you the whole time. Man.
Yeah. You need to experience new things.
Exactly. It's good.
So you did Kitchens. I love Kitchens as well. Love jamming out there. But yeah, just before we wrap up, just tell us where we can catch you, where people can follow you. Plug yourself.
Okay. So you can get me on Facebook at DJ Skinnies on Facebook. And then on Twitter, it's DJ_SKINNIEZ.
Yeah.
And that's where you can get me, man, for gigs. You can just hit me up on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
And Instagrams, it's DJ Skinnies underscore. Mm. So it's DJ Skinnies.
Yeah.
So with the Z.
And what shows are you doing in the future that people can come catch you
at? I've got... I'm actually not going to Opioid Daisies, but yeah, enjoy that, guys.
Yeah. You think it's going to be a flop, the combination?
What, at the same time?
Yeah, of Opie and Daisies coming together. Do you think it's a good idea?
For the organizers, not for the artists.
Okay, why is that? Because it's the first time this is happening, right?
I know.
Yeah. What do you think it would be a problem for the artists?
Because they're going to be like mumble jambled. It gets difficult, man. You know what I mean? Because what if you're playing both things? Then you've got to hustle, bro.
Yeah. I get that. I get that.
But for in terms of organizationals, they've done it right.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, there've been a lot of advertisements, man. Instagram is filled with Opikopi sponsored posts. We're glad to know that you're still out here surviving, fighting the gatekeepers, fighting the people who are on stage, even though you are supposed to be on. We know that feeling. We all know that feeling. But we shall overcome. We shall overcome.
It takes time, man.
Yeah, it's been so dope hanging out with you, DJ Skinnies. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me, guys.
It's always a pleasure.
Of the worst.
Man. Pleasure and a treat. So now we are going to wrap up with the Worst Guys Cypher, as you know we always do. And we're actually going to do it today with one of DJ Skinny's instrumentals. This is same time or what is it actually called? Because the file.
Let's explain. So this beat is supposed to be, it was supposed to be for the album, and I was supposed to get a female MC and a few female vocalists to spit and like do some poetry on it. I'm still looking for them. So maybe if they hear it and they like it.
Holla at the boy on all those handles that he just handed you now. Slide in the DMs.
No, I just gave you permission. Ladies, please, can we be civil about this? can we not?
Slide please. In the DMs. No, gave you the handle. No, he told no. you he wants Yo. You, so slide. What
he said he wants to work. Yeah. Guys, can we keep this strictly professional?
And
please?
By work, I mean work, not the other work.
Well, work. Yeah, you see now.
All right.
Where else you jump?
Okay. We're going to go in with the Worst Guys Cypher. It's always a pleasure and a treat hanging out with you guys on a Wednesday. Catch us here next week, same time, same place. If you downloaded the podcast, we hope you enjoyed listening and that you download the next one. Subscribe on our page on the website. Please do so that you'll get the podcast every time it comes out. So, yeah, here we are with the Worst Guys Cypher on a DJ Skinny's instrumental called Same Time. Same Time. Thank you very much.
What are we about to do as the Worst Guys right now?
Let's let the beat tell us. Let's tell us how we feel.
Yo, I just won $1 million, guys.
What? It's from a Nigerian number. Aye, let's go. Woo! Okay.
No money in my account, but I'm
still feeling elevated. But I'm still feeling elevated. Hey,
I ain't got
no money in my account. No money in my account. But I'm still feeling elevated. But I'm still feeling elevated. Elevated.
I ain't got no cash, I'm about to be evicted. I'm feeling so conflicted, I mean I wanna get this, but I mean it's so hard, sleeping on my brother's couch. I mean my back is getting sore, look at me bending, oh my god, ouch. So let me just tell you that it doesn't matter to me, because I still got my precious THC that will take me to another place. Maybe I am out of space, I don't even need your space, cause I can sleep in the street all day.
I ain't got no money in my account. No money in my account.
No money in my account.
Slow it down for me on the beat. One time, I'ma sit it, I'ma spit it like I've been sipping wine. I'm a worst guy, going on the worst mic, going at the right time. This thing is going so groovy like slime. Hey,
no money in my account, but I'm still elevated, elevated.
No money.
Yo. Thank you so much, DJ Skinnies.
Shout out to you.
This is a dope beat. We just came out with a dope track.
We need the vocalist, man.
We need a female vocalist. Don't jump in the DMs if you're not gonna give him.
Wake up, it's the worst guys. Never forget.
Cliffcentral.com.